If you've been doing what looks like rest, but it doesn't actually feel restorative, if your body feels tense even when nothing is wrong, if your mind feels alert even when you're exhausted, well, there's a reason for that. And it has very little to do with willpower, mindset, or not trying hard enough. For many women in perimenopause and menopause, one hormone quietly takes over the background of daily life, and that hormone is cortisol. Cortisol is the body's primary stress hormone, and during midlife, it often becomes dominant without us realizing it. When that happens, the nervous system never fully powers down, even during moments that should feel calm. Today's episode is about understanding cortisol's role in menopause, why it creates that constant on feeling, and how to begin easing hormonal overload in a way that actually helps your body settle. And I'd like to welcome you to MenoSpark, the podcast that helps women reignite their spark through perimenopause and beyond with a focus on holistic health and wellness. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a board-certified sexologist, sex coach, menopause care provider, integrative wellness coach, and certified in integrative functional nutrition. Plus, I'm your go-to guide for navigating the wild, weird, and wonderful ride that is midlife. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to hit that follow button so that you never miss an episode. And if you're returning, thank you for being a part of this amazing community. Ah, yes, cortisol. Cortisol often gets labeled as bad, but I mean, it really isn't. Cortisol is what we call a survival hormone. It helps your body wake up in the morning, mobilize energy, respond to challenges, manage inflammation, and handle emergencies. In a healthy system, cortisol follows a daily rhythm called a diurnal curve. It should rise gently in the morning, support alertness and energy during the day, taper in the afternoon, fall in the evening, and remain low at night. This rhythm allows the nervous system to move naturally between activation and rest. The problem isn't cortisol itself. The problem is when cortisol never truly stands down. Who's ever had to live with this? I know I have. During reproductive years, estrogen and progesterone do a lot of behind-the-scenes regulatory work. They help buffer stress responses, support emotional recovery, stabilize your blood sugar, and smooth nervous system transitions. As these hormones fluctuate and decline, the body relies more heavily on the adrenal system to keep things running. That shifts more responsibility onto cortisol. In midlife, cortisol rises a lot easier. Stress responses last a whole hell of a lot longer. Recovery takes more time than we like. And the nervous system stays alert way longer than it should. This doesn't happen because you're more stressed. It happens because the hormonal safety net that used to help you bounce back is thinner, and your body adapts by staying ready. Cortisol overload doesn't always announce itself as stress. In fact, many women say, I don't feel stressed. I just can't fully relax. Well, that's cortisol. Other signs could include feeling weird. Nope. Feeling wired. There we go. But exhausted. Waking during the night, especially between 2 and 4 a.m., difficulty falling asleep despite being exhausted, anxiety without a clear trigger, irritability, there we go, and emotional volatility, increased belly weight, cravings for sugar or carbs, and feeling tense even during your downtime. These are signs of a body that is adapted to ongoing alertness, not panic, not failure, but adaption. When cortisol remains elevated, your nervous system stays oriented toward threat readiness, even if there's nothing wrong. This keeps your body in fight or flight, keeps you frozen, it keeps you vigilant, muscular tension, and shallow breathing. Over time, this affects digestion, sleep depth, emotional tolerance, and immune resilience. You may notice that your shoulders never fully drop anymore. Your jaw stays clenched. Your breath stays shallow. Your mind keeps scanning. Your nervous system is doing its job, it just hasn't been told it's safe to stop. One of the most confusing experiences for midlife women is resting, but not recovering. That's because cortisol doesn't respond to collapse. It responds to predictability and safety. If your days are erratic, overstimulated, undernourished, or inconsistent, your body stays alert, even when you lie down. This is why. Naps don't always help. Weekends don't feel restorative. Vacations take days to settle in. Your nervous system needs more rhythm than escape. Lowering cholesterol isn't about removing all stress. It's about teaching your body that recovery is allowed. So here's what actually helps. 1. Morning signals of safety. Cortisol should rise in the morning, but gently. Support this by getting natural light early, eating within an hour of waking, avoiding intense stress first thing. This helps your body feel oriented rather than alarmed. 2, blood sugar as a cortisol driver. Blood sugar instability focuses cortisol to step in. Skipping meals or undereating creates stress internally, even if life feels calm. Support stability with protein first mornings, regular meals, pairing carbs with fat, and avoiding long fasting windows. This is foundational for your nervous system calm. 3, evening downshifting rituals. Cortisol needs cues that the day is ending. You can support this by dimming lights after dinner, reducing your screen time, creating a predictable evening rhythm, and signaling closure. Your body learns safety through repetition. 4, gentle, not intense, movement. High-intensity exercise can raise cortisol even further. Midlife bodies often respond better to walking, gentle strength work, stretching, and restorative movement. Movement should leave you steadier, not depleted. Balanced cortisol doesn't feel dramatic. It feels low-key and steady. It feels like calmer mornings, fewer emotional spikes, deeper rest, steadier energy, less urgency in your body. You still experience stress. You just recover from it. That's called regulation. Now, for your spark action of the week, choose one cortisol calming anchor and repeat it every day. You can eat breakfast within an hour of waking, take a gentle morning walk, dim your lights after dinner, create a consistent bedtime window, add one calming evening ritual. You don't have to rotate anything. You don't have to optimize. Just pick one and repeat it. Again, your nervous system learns safety through rhythm, not intensity. And if your body feels like it can't settle, it's not because you're failing at rest. It's because cortisol has been carrying too much for too long. Menopause changes the hormonal landscape, and your body needs a different kind of support now. Less pressure, more predictability, more steadiness. Next week, we'll be transitioning into February's theme, which is heart health, circulation, and hormonal shifts, and how chronic stress quietly impacts the heart in midlife. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to your body, and thank you for allowing this season to unfold at its own pace. If you need more help with menopause, I have my Thrive Menopause Coaching, the menopause appointments, and also the menopause wellness audit. Please visit menopausewellness.co to find out more information. If today's episode resonated with you, I see you, I've been there, and I promise there is a way forward. Please don't try to walk this alone. You are worthy of healing, connection, and joy. I'd like to thank you for hanging out with me here on MenoSpark today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you found this helpful, please share it with a friend, leave a review, and make sure you're subscribed. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Substack for more menopause insights, holistic tools, and new ways to support your spark. And if no one's told you this today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Until next time, keep that spark alive. You deserve it.